Hello, welcome to Base Camp for Men. I'm your host, Tony Rizak. This is a show that gives you insights and resources in how to live a more courageous life. We look to assist you on your hero's journey in any way that we can. Truth is our compass, humanity, our tribe. Welcome and let's get started. Today's episode is brought to you by Stand Up Now Apparel. Stand Up Now has amazing designs centered on God, family, freedom, and patriotism. They use only the softest cotton in their designs and have gear for the whole family. Something for everyone, base campers. I know you're going to love their products. Go support them at www.standupnowapparel.com and use the code BASECAMP to receive a 10% discount and free shipping. And now, on to our interview. Hello, base campers. I hope you're all doing well. I have a slew of good interviews coming up, which will lead to a string of what would be considered standard base camp episodes. That is, my introduction, an interview, and then a wrap up. When I don't have an interview to work with, I have two options, either a base camp classic replay of a top episode from seasons past, or a Firestarter short format episode. And today is a Firestarter about a topic that has long fascinated me and has come back on my radar recently. I wanted to share some things with you about it. It is the work of Japanese researcher Dr. Masaru Emoto and his work with water. My sense is that many of you may not know his work and have probably never read or seen any of his books. And this episode really is about, hey, check this guy out more than anything else. But of course, I wanted to tell you a bit about it first. I discovered Dr. Emoto's work when I was younger, and I was so moved by it that I bought books for many of my friends and family, giving out his book, The Hidden Messages in Water, as birthday and Christmas gifts. And I remember first seeing The Hidden Messages in Water at a New Age bookstore, and I felt drawn towards it in many ways. Dr. Emoto's work, I would come to find out, is simple and elegant, but with profound transformative implications. And today, I will do my best to describe it in simple terms. Dr. Emoto takes water and exposes it to a variety of stimuli, from music to words, both loving and cruel, and then freezes the water. After it freezes, he looks at the water crystals under a microscope and takes pictures of what he sees, and these pictures and descriptions are in his books. What he reveals in this work is beyond profound. He first looks at water from various sources, from the purest of spring water to dirtiest tap water. He freezes the water and then looks at the crystals under a microscope. Interestingly, the cleanest water isn't just the cleanest in terms of chemical compounds. It also forms the most beautiful crystals, whereas the dirtiest water has sort of ugly, misshapen crystals. Everyone knows that clean water is better than dirty water. That is common sense. But wait, he goes much deeper. He then goes on to show the water from the same clean source, when exposed to different sorts of music and words, form drastically different crystals. For example, the water that is exposed to loving messages, especially the words love and gratitude, form beautiful crystals, perfect geometric shapes that stir both recognition and remembrance, as well as awe and wonder. The crystals are simply gorgeous and elegant looking. Other positive messages that form beautiful crystals out of the water were things like you're beautiful, or the words angel or wisdom, and so on and so forth. Just saying the words to the water, or even taping the words to the water, caused this effect. Isn't that interesting? How is water responding to our thoughts and words like this? And on the flip side, when water was exposed to negative phrases and words, such as you fool, or you're stupid, or the word evil, really ugly crystals were formed, misshapen, muddy-looking designs with no beauty. And water also responded to music in the same way. Classical composers such as Beethoven, Chopin, Tchaikovsky, and Mozart formed stunning-looking crystals in the water, whereas, sorry heavy metal fans and rap fans, that music created ugly, misshapen crystals, and none that most would say were beautiful in the same way that the classical music created. Why am I sharing this with you? Well, I'll bet you're starting to see the implications. The planet is 70% water, and our bodies are also 70% water. And the water in both are responding to our thoughts, words, music, and vibrations on a moment-to-moment basis in ways that I think would astound most of us. Think about that. The water in your body is responding to your self-talk and your thoughts. We've known for years that your subconscious mind responds to your thoughts thoughts and creates your reality accordingly, right? But this work by Dr. Emoto says that down to our deepest cellular level, what we say to ourselves has a profound impact on the substance that makes up 70% of our bodies. I love how Dr. Emoto shows that love and gratitude and good vibes make beauty, whereas harsh, critical, dark messages and things like guilt and shame create structures in the body that don't evoke beauty. In fact, quite the contrary. He's pointing out that there's a direct relationship between love and gratitude and positivity and being the most beautiful version of yourself. How cool is that? Can you begin to see how groundbreaking and impactful this work is? I can actually see a future where this stuff is taught in schools and children understand how important it is to have love and gratitude at the center of their lives, and that their self-talk is perhaps the most important skill they will ever learn in life. And for us adults, it's never too late to learn new tools. I, for one, am playing around with this idea every day now as I look under the hood at my own internal inputs, and using Dr. Emoto's work as both a reminder and as inspiration, I'm starting to feel the subtle differences in my own vibration, understanding that I can impact the cells in my body using thought, language, and music, among other things. One of my aims today was to interest you enough in Dr. Emoto's work to go on Amazon and buy one or two of his books. I have a number of them. My first and still my favorite is The Hidden Messages in Water. It's the book that made him famous. But I also love The Miracle of Water and also The True Power of Water, Healing and Discovering Ourselves. All are excellent. That is what I have for you today, Base Campers. Go get yourself a Dr. Emoto book and really soak it in for yourselves. I believe this work has the potential to transform ourselves in this beautiful planet we call home. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you around the fire next week.
If you find value in our show and wish to show us some love, we are now making that very easy to do. You simply go to www.basecampformen.com and click on Donate Support Basecamp. You'll find an easy way to make either monthly donations for as little as $5 a month, or you can donate just once. We love the monthly donation and hope to build this up over the coming months, but any show of support is greatly appreciated, honestly. Thank you for your support and for helping to keep Basecamp as a resource on your hero's journey. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening. Men, good luck in all your endeavors and good luck on your hero's journey. This is Tony Rezac, and you're listening to Basecamp for Men.